Larry Weber is our host of Backyard Almanac. Now, there's not very many things that I can try to stump Larry with, but I'm going to give it a whirl this morning. Larry, what's the ideal temperature for sled dogs to run in?
I don't know much about the types of dogs they have, but I do know that they're bred for colder weather. And I think the mushers would prefer chilly, probably around 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
They say about 10 degrees or lower is where the dogs are happiest to be running. So even low 20s is a little on the warm side for the sled dogs.
Yeah, however, they're really workaholics, you know, and once they get going, they just go to it. So speaking of, this is the last time I'll be speaking to you in the wonderful month of January. We are moving on into February starting next week, Wednesday. And looking at the month, it is really crazy, almost divided, almost exactly right down in half. The first half, we were considerably colder than normal. The average temperature up until the 15th was only 4 degrees as compared to the average of 10. The second half of the month was just crazy so far. It hasn't ended yet, but the average temperature for the second half up till now is about 30, okay? Well, we're going to slightly lower that in the next few days, but not much. And overall, we're going to have a month above normal temperature. And the other thing that's happened is very little snow since the middle of the month. We got a little bit this week, but that was about it. And now you mentioned in the forecast that maybe a little bit more, so we'll see. We had a cloudy time since we last spoke. Matter of fact, if it weren't for yesterday afternoon, there wasn't any days where we saw the sun at all in the last past week. We had a period of days there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. What an incredible group of days. Every day, cloudy, a couple of the days, fog, a little bit of rain, and hardly any wind, and hardly any temperature change. In 4 days, the temperature variation was 6 degrees for all four of the days. We just kept getting in the 30s and the 30s and the 30s. So an impressive period of time. And then we finally broke loose of that, and we had some days otherwise, and we also had some wind. We got a chilly morning this morning here. We had about 14 degrees plus a wind. So it was a little bit more of a January morning. Precipitation-wise, I think we're going to be a little bit below normal, and snowfall-wise, we're going to be below normal also for the month. Other things of note, we passed a milestone this week, and that was on the 24th, where we started having sunsets after 5 o'clock. The days rapidly get longer as we get in through February. Right now, we are approaching 9.5 hours of daylight, and it, like I said, it rapidly gets longer. We are in the new moon phase, so if we have clear skies, the nighttime stargazing would be outstanding if we ever have clear skies. Venus is very bright in the west. Probably the biggest news that I've had around my house this week has been on the bird feeders. It has just been incredible. You know, we tend to, those of us who feed birds, you know, you start early in the season. I usually start in October, and you get the migrants coming, and then after a while it settles down to the regulars, and you get the usuals. You get the chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers, the usuals who show up, and then you have this variation that's thrown in there, and that is the finches. Well, the finches started about a month ago, getting to be about 100 finches each day. These were purple finches and gold finches, and it looked like it was going to be really a fine finch time. And that was back when it was chilly in early January. And then we got the mild spell, and we had one day there at the beginning of the thaw on the 16th of January where I hardly saw a single. I think I saw two finches all day, hardly a thing. I thought, wow, something strange is going on. And then they started to come back, but nothing in the big numbers. And then something strange happened this week, and that was we got an invasion of another kind of finch, and that is pine siskins started to show up. A few more redpolls started to show up. And so for the last couple of days, I have had four kinds of finches. And this morning when I looked out on the bird feeders here, I estimated 150 finches are out there, and they are a mixture of these four kinds. So it is really interesting. You know, the first week of February is about halfway through from the winter solstice to the spring vernal equinox. I wouldn't say it's halfway through winter, but anyway, it's about halfway through those periods of time. And you could say we're beginning the second half, and I have seen many winters where the finches really take over the second half of the winter, and we might be seeing that as right now. Other bird news of note, since I last spoke to you during one of those mild days that I saw called a pseudo-spring day, I was out walking and I heard a turkey gobbling. It made me right away think, well, if a turkey's going to gobble, then maybe I'll hear a rough grouse. Well, I have been seeing plenty of rough grouse and finding their tracks, but no, I did not hear any of them drumming. I did, however, hear various kinds of woodpeckers drumming, including a pileated woodpecker drumming, which usually doesn't happen. Barred owls have been calling. Ravens and crows have been active every day, so plenty of bird things still going on. The snow is real hard and crusty right now. What happened was we had the melt during the thaw, and then we had a refreeze, and now it's hard and crusty. And you can, less depending on how heavy you are and depending on where you're walking, but a lot of times you can get right on top of the crusty snow. Lots of critters are taking advantage of that, and there's a lot of movement. Now, if we get a little bit of light snow like we had this week, we had a little bit of light snow on Wednesday night. We had at our house only about a half inch, but that was enough to coat this hard, crusty snow and allow for tracks to show up. And so I've been noticing that there are critters moving around, and one of the ones is one I was expecting during the January thaw, and that was raccoons. I have yet to actually see the raccoon, but I have seen the tracks. Other things, as we get further into this time of year, the canines are in their breeding season, and they become more active. I've heard the calls of coyotes and wolves and seen the scent marks of the foxes and coyotes as well. Squirrels become more active as we get into this. So, yes, we are moving along. And so, yeah, the bear grease is going to go on at a pretty good conditions, pretty good fine time, and I'd suggest getting out and enjoying it and enjoy the whole rest of the weekend.
Say, Larry, you want to know something fascinating that I learned this morning?
What was that?
I think it was the 92nd Naturalist.
Yep.
That the turkey is the largest type of grouse.
Oh, okay. Gallinaceous birds, they're called. Yeah, and you're right. There's quite a large number of them in the United States, different types of gallinaceous birds. But, yeah, the turkey is a large one, and it's a native bird, too.
Well, I'm just nutty for them, but I had no idea they were related to grouse. And it just goes to show that you can listen to Larry Weber and Laura Erickson for decades and still learn new stuff.
Okay, well, I learn new stuff from you every time, too. Okay, Lisa, take care.
Larry Weber this morning. He is our host for Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning. He's an educator, author, and naturalist, and we're so happy to have him here every Friday on 103.3 KUMD.